बंदे रूप सनातन रघु जग श्री जीव गोपाल को।
हरे कृष्ण। सो विल कंटिन्यू। So with Kapiladev having described the nature of Purusha, the Jiva and Prakriti, how they interact with each other. Now Devahuti has a further question that she wants to ask. She says, Devahuti ruvacha प्रकृते पुरुषस्यापि लक्षणं पुरुषोत्तम ब्रूहि कारणयोरस्य सदसच्च यदात्मकम्। ओ पुरुषोत्तम, ओ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, ब्रूहि प्रकृतेः पुरुषस्यापि लक्षणं, प्लीज स्पीक अबाउट द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ प्रकृति एंड पुरुष। व्हाई? कारणयोर अस्य, बिकॉज दी दे आर द कॉज ऑफ दिस मटीरियल यूनिवर्स। पुरुष हियर इज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड एंड प्रकृति इज मटीरियल नेचर, दे आर द कॉज ऑफ दिस मैनिफेस्टेड मटीरियल वर्ल्ड। सद असद च यदात्मकम विच इज कंपोज ऑफ ग्रास एंड सटल इफेक्ट्स। सो ग्रास इफेक्ट्स आर matter or earth, water, fire, air, ether, these are gross, and subtle you have mind, intelligence, false ego, these are subtle matter, and all of that is born out of the Lord and the material nature, one being the ultimate cause, another being the intermediate cause. So please speak further about the nature of the Supreme Lord and the nature of Prakriti as being the cause of this material nature. That's what Mother Devahuti wants to know. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the relationship of all living entities with material nature has been explained. Now an understanding of the relationship between the material nature and the Supreme Lord is sought by Devahuti. The product of that relationship is stated to be the manifest and unmanifest material world. The unmanifest material world is the subtle Mahatattva, and from Mahatattva the material manifestation has emerged. Okay. So now Kapiladev is going to answer this question. He is going to speak little more in detail about the material nature as being the cause of this manifested material world. Then in the last section he will speak about the Supreme Lord as being the ultimate cause of this material world. Both he will discuss. That is the rest of the chapter. And in discussing this, he will also speak about the nature of each of these elements, characteristics of these elements which are created. So Kapiladev says, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Yattat Trigunam Avyaktam Nityam Sadasadatmakam प्रदानं प्रकृतिं प्राहुर अविशेषं विशेषवत्। सो ही सेज दिस मटेरियल नेचर प्रकृति हैज फोर फर्दर कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स। वी ऑलरेडी सॉ सम कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ प्रकृति, एनीवन कैन रिकलेक्ट? दैवीम, इट बिलोंग टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड। सूक्ष्मम is very subtle. Gunamayim, made of the three modes. Like that, few characteristics we have already seen of Prakriti. Further details are given here by Kapiladev. He says, Prakriti avyaktam prahur. Prakriti is called avyakta. Sometimes Prabhupada calls it avyakta Prakriti. Prakriti is called avyakta because visheshavat, even though potentially Prakriti has all kinds of varieties, avyaktam, the varieties are unmanifest, yattat trigunam, when the three gunas are inactive. If you recollect the second canto, when the Lord's glance has not yet fallen on the pradhan, the three gunas are inactive. So in that inactive stage, a differentiation has not yet started. It's only one homogeneous pradhan that is present. So even though that homogeneous pradhan potentially has all kinds of varieties in it, we saw the example of milk. Potentially it has all kinds of these, milk products in it, potentially. But without any processing, it looks like milk only. It is milk only. So therefore, prakriti is also called avyakta or avyakta prakriti, because even though potentially it has all varieties, visheshavat, it has vishesha in it, but in potential form, not in manifest form. So therefore, it is called avyaktam. It is not yet manifest. Then pradhanam prahuhu, it is also called pradhan, because visheshavat pradhanam, because manifesting variety, it is the best, being the shelter of all visible elements. From pradhan only all the other manifest elements are created. So being the original cause of all manifested products, it is called pradhanam, being the foremost cause, because from pradhan mahatattva manifests, from mahatattva ahankar manifests, and so on. Rest all are secondary causes, but pradhan is in one sense the original cause, so therefore it's called pradhan. Then it is also called prakriti. Why? Because sad asad atmakam. Because it is the very cause of all cause and effects. Like we saw. So the second thing is, it is the shelter of all manifest elements, therefore it is called pradhanam. And in this case it is called prakriti, because it is the very cause of all causes and effects. Therefore, there is the primary creation is called Prakrita Sarga. Prakrita Sarga, the original Sarga. And the fourth characteristic of Prakriti is Nityam. So, it's eternal. The manifestation of matter is temporary, but matter itself is eternal. So, further four qualities are given of prakriti. It is called avyaktam, because even though potentially it has all the qualities, but it is not manifested yet. That's why it's called avyaktam. It's called pradhanam, because it's the shelter of all manifest elements. It is called prakriti, because it is the very cause of all cause and effects. And finally, it's also eternal, nityam. So these four characteristics of prakriti are given by Srila Kapila Dev here. Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport, "The Lord points out material nature in its subtle stage." So again, Prabhupada uses the word subtle. Subtle because, like we saw the meaning of sukshmam, subtle. So subtle here means undifferentiated. Like milk is the subtle form of all the milk products, paneer or rasgulla or rasmalai. Milk is the subtle form of all of these milk sweets. That does not mean you cannot see milk. It means that you cannot see the effects. The rasgulla, rasmalai, you cannot see in milk as it is. But when processed, potentially it can produce all that. That's what Prabhupada is describing by the word subtle. The Lord points out material nature in its subtle stage, which is called pradhan, and he analyzes this pradhan. The explanation of Pradhan and Prakriti is that Pradhan is subtle, undifferentiated. Again, Prabhupada says, subtle, undifferentiated sum total of all material elements. Although they are undifferentiated, one can understand that the total material elements are contained therein. It is there, but it's not manifest. When the total material elements are manifested by the interaction of the three modes of material nature, the manifestation is called Prakriti. Impersonalists say that Brahman is without variegatedness and without differentiation. One may say that, they also say that, impersonalists say that Brahman is Nirguna, without any differentiation. So Prabhupada says that one may say that Pradhan and Brahman, one may say that Pradhan is that Brahman stage. From the description of Pradhan, it looks like maybe that undifferentiated Brahman is this Pradhan only. Pradhan is distinct from Brahman because in Brahman there is no existence of the material modes of nature. But in Pradhan, the material modes of nature are there, but they are not active. Like that. One may argue that the Mahatattva is also different from Pradhan because the in the Mahatattva there are manifestations. The actual explanation of Pradhan, however, is given here. When the cause and effect are not clearly manifest, avyakta, the reaction of the total elements does not take place. And that stage of material nature is called Pradhan. Like that. Very clear explanation Prabhupada gives. Then further, Kapiladev continues, Panchabir Panchabir Brahma Chaturbir Dashabhistata Etat Chaturvimshatikam Ganam Pradhanikam Viduhu. Pradhan is then Pradhanikam means products of Pradhan. The products of Pradhan are 24. And Pradhan itself is 25. Jiva is 26. Kala is 27. And the Supreme Lord is 28. So 28 elements we'll be discussing in this chapter. So Pradhan is one. Pradhanikam means the products of Pradhan. So it is mentioned that Chaturvimshatikam Ganam Pradhanikam. There are 24 products of Pradhan. What are they? 5, 5, 4 and 10. Chaturbir, Chaturbir, Panchabir, Dashabir. Like that. So what they are, he describes in the next verse. Mahabhutani Panchaiva Bhurapognirmarunnabaha Tanmatrani Chatavanti Gandadini Matanime. So he talks about what are the 5 and 5. First 5 are the 5 elements. Bhumi Rapo Nalo Vayukam. Earth, water, fire, air and ether. And then the second is Tanmatrani cha tavati gandadini matanime. The sense objects is the next 5. Rupa, Sparsha, Rasa, Gandha and Shabda. These are the next 5. So 5 elements, 5 sense objects. Indriyani dashashrotram tvagdrig rasana nasikaha vakkarau charanau medram payur dashama uchyate. The 10, the 5 gyanendriyas and 5 karmendriyas put together are the 10 senses. That is the 10. 5 plus 5 plus 10, 20. Then Mano buddhira hankaras chittam yatyantaratmakam chaturda lakshate bedo vritya lakshana rupaya. Antaratmakam means antakkarana. So the antakkarana is divided into chaturda lakshate bedo. They are divided into 4. Mano buddhir ahankaras chittam iti. Mind, intelligence, false ego and chittam. Chitta you can say as all of them are vritya lakshana rupaya. They are distinct because of their functions. Okay. So you can say Chitta is an organ through which the preliminary awareness is attained. That is Chitta. We will see it in little more detail when we reach that. So these are the 24 products of Pradhanikam. The 5 elements, 5 tanmatras, 10 senses and 4 antakaranas. So these are the 24 products of Pradhan. Okay. Then Kapila Dev continues. Etavaneva sankhyato brahmanas sagunasyah sannivesho maya prokto yakkala panchavimshakah. Maya prokto, what I have described, brahmana sagunasyah, as the situation of the Brahman as the material world, yaha kala panchavimshakah, of which the 25th element is time, etavani eva sankhyato, has been thus enumerated. So I have thus enumerated the 25 elements including time. 24 plus the 25th element is time. And these 24 put together, or 25 put together, is called the Saguna Brahma. Okay. So there is a terminology called Saguna Brahma, but it is not understood in the way in which the Mayavadis understand. So they say that Saguna Brahma means when the Lord appears in his physical form or in his deity form, that is called Saguna Brahma, which is which they say that it's a convenience, because we cannot see the impersonal absolute truth without any qualities. Therefore, they initially start worshipping the Saguna Brahma in the form of deities. But actually Brahman is not Saguna, Nirguna. But one, when one slowly gets trained, then subsequently one gives up that worship of Saguna deity and then starts meditating on the impersonal absolute truth. That is their understanding. So, but there is indeed terminology called Saguna Brahma as used here. Brahmana Sagunasyaha. But it means the material world. It is not the deity form. And here it is mentioned, Prabhupada also writes about it in the purport. Prabhupada says, according to the Vedic version, there is no existence beyond Brahman. Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma. There is nothing beyond Brahma. It is stated also in Vishnu Puran that whatever we see is Parasya Brahmana Shaktihi. Everything is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Brahman. When Brahman is mixed with the three qualities, goodness, passion and ignorance, there results the material expansion, which is sometimes called Saguna. Brahman, and which consists of these 25 elements, Brahman, and these 25 elements, Saguna Brahman. In the Nirguna Brahman, where there is no material contamination, or in the spiritual world, the three modes are not present. Where Nirguna Brahman is found, simple unalloyed goodness prevails. Saguna Brahman is described by the Sankhya philosophy as consisting of 25 elements, including the time factor, past, present and future. So, what the theistic scriptures or bhakti scriptures talk about as Saguna Brahman is nothing but the material world. It is not the deity form of the Lord as understood by the Mayavadis. So then he first starts by describing the characteristics of time. He says time has two prominent characteristics. The first characteristic he mentions in the 16th verse, he says, Prabhavam Paurusham Prahur Kalam Ekeyato Bayam Ahankara Vimodasya Kartu Prakriti Miyushah. కాలం ప్రాహు పౌరుషం ప్రభావం. ప్రభావ్ మీన్స్ పవర్. దిస్ టైమ్ ఇస్ సెట్ టు బి ద లార్డ్స్ పవర్. ప్రభావం పౌరుషం ప్రభావం. యతో భయం, బై విచ్ ఫియర్ అరైసెస్ ఇన్ హోమ్ కర్తుహు, ఇన్ దట్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ హూ థింగ్స్ ఈజ్ ద డూయర్. ప్రకృతి మీయూష, హ్యావింగ్ కమ్ ఇన్ కాంటాక్ట్ విత్ ప్రకృతి, అహంకార విమూఢసే అండ్ బీయింగ్ బెవిల్డెడ్ బై ది ఫాల్స్ ఈగో హీ థింగ్స్ ఈజ్ ద కర్త. ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ టైమ్ ఇన్స్టిల్స్ ఫియర్. సో విచ్ మీన్స్ టైమ్ డస్ నాట్ నెసెసరీలీ మీన్ ఫియర్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీ వన్. హియర్ టైమ్ ఇన్స్టిల్స్ ఫియర్ ఓన్లీ ఇన్ కండిషన్ సోల్స్ లైక్ వీ డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ క్యాంటో. టైమ్ హ్యాస్ టూ పోర్ట్ఫోలియోస్. వన్ ఇస్ దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ది క్యారియర్ ఆఫ్ వన్స్ కర్మ ఫర్ దోస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ అహంకార విమూఢస్య. ప్రకృతిం ఈయూష అహంకార విమూఢస్య కర్తుహు యతో భయం. సో వెన్ టైమ్ యాక్ట్స్ యాజ్ ద క్యారియర్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ ఇట్ ఇన్స్టిల్స్ ఫియర్ బికాస్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్స్ క్యారీయింగ్ బ్యాడ్ కర్మ దెన్ ఫస్ట్ థింగ్ వీ డోంట్ నో వాట్ కర్మ ఇస్ ఇట్ క్యారీయింగ్. సో దర్ ఆల్వేస్ దర్ ఇస్ ద సెన్స్ ఆఫ్ అన్సర్టెంటీ, ద ఫియర్ దట్ ఇట్ మైట్ క్యారీ సమ్ బ్యాడ్ కర్మ. అండ్ సెకండ్ ఇస్ దట్ ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ క్యారీస్ సమ్ గుడ్ కర్మ దర్ ఇస్ ఆల్వేస్ ఫియర్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఎఫెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్ కర్మ బీయింగ్ టేకన్ అవే. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ఫర్ దీస్ కండిషన్ లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ టైమ్ యాక్ట్స్ యాజ్ ది ఇన్స్టిలర్ ఆఫ్ ఫియర్ బీయింగ్ ది క్యారియర్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ. బట్ టైమ్ హ్యాస్ అనదర్ పోర్ట్ఫోలియో విచ్ ఇస్ క్యారియర్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్స్ విల్ ఫర్ ఇట్స్ ఫర్ ద లార్డ్స్ డివోటీస్. సో టైమ్ క్యారీస్ ద లార్డ్స్ విల్, దట్స్ హౌ ద డివోటీస్ సీ వెన్ టైమ్ మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఫియర్ఫుల్. వి సా భీష్మదేవ్ వెన్ అడ్రస్సింగ్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ మహారాజ్ హీ సేస్ అహో కష్టం అహో అన్యాయం యద్యూయం ధర్మనందన జీవితం నార్హతం క్లిష్టం విప్రధర్మ అచ్యుతాశ్రయ. హీ సేస్ అహో కష్టం అహో అన్యాయం, వాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ డిస్ట్రెస్ యు హ్యావ్ గాన్ త్రూ మై డియర్. బికాస్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ మహారాజ్ ఆర్ అప్రోచ్డ్ లామెంటింగ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ హోల్ కురుక్షేత్ర వార్ విత్ సో మచ్ కొలాసల్ హోల్సేల్ సఫరింగ్, ఐఎమ్ ద సోల్ కాజ్. హీ వాస్ లామెంటింగ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దట్. సో యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ కృష్ణ బ్రింగ్స్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ మహారాజ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ భీష్మదేవ్, భీష్మ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ అండర్స్టుడ్ వై కృష్ణ హ్యాస్ బ్రాట్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ మహారాజ్. సో హీ సేస్ అహో కష్టం అహో అన్యాయం, థింక్ అబౌట్ ఆల్ ది ట్రబుల్స్ దట్ యు హ్యావ్ గాన్ త్రూ. జీవితం నార్హతం క్లిష్టం, ఎనీవన్ ఎల్స్ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ అండర్గాన్ సచ్ ట్రిబ్యులేషన్స్ వుడ్ నాట్ బి అలైవ్ రైట్ నౌ, వుడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ బీన్ అలైవ్ టు ఫైట్ ది బ్యాటిల్ ఫీల్డ్ ఆఫ్ కురుక్షేత్ర. యు ఆల్ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ డైడ్ లాంగ్ బ్యాక్. విప్రధర్మ అచ్యుతాశ్రయ, ఓన్లీ బికాస్ యూ టుక్ షెల్టర్ ఆఫ్ ది బ్రాహ్మణస్ ది పాత్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మ అండ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ కృష్ణ, దేర్ ఫోర్ యు ఆర్ అలైవ్. అండ్ దెన్ హీ సేస్ దట్ సర్వం కాలకృతం మన్యే భవతాం చయద ప్రియం. అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇస్ హ్యాపనింగ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు టైమ్, డోంట్ టేక్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఆన్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈస్ ఎనాక్టెడ్ బై ద టైమ్, సో యూ ప్లీజ్ డోంట్ లామెంట్. బట్ యుధిష్ఠిర్ మహారాజ్ మైట్ సే బట్ టైమ్ ఈస్ జస్ట్ ద క్యారియర్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ, సో దేర్ ఫోర్ మై సఫరింగ్ ఈస్ డ్యూ టు మై కర్మ ఓన్లీ, వై యు ఆర్ సేయింగ్ ఇట్స్ టైమ్. టైమ్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద అల్టిమేట్ కాజ్, టైమ్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ విజిబుల్, బట్ బినీత్ దట్ టైమ్ ఈస్ వన్స్ కర్మ. టైమ్ ఈస్ జస్ట్ క్యారీయింగ్ ద కర్మ. So therefore you should say that it's I am suffering because of my karma. You are just sugarcoating the whole thing by attributing it to time. Time is inert. It is just the carrier of karma. So ultimately I am responsible, right? So then Bhishmadev says, no. Time doesn't always carry karma. He says, Yatra dharma suto raja gadapanir vrikodara krishno astri gandivam chapam suhrit krishna tato vipat. He says that you are dharma suta. There is no way you will perform an adharmic activity and accrue bad karma. So bad karma could not be the cause. On top of that, Gadapanir, you have the powerful Bhima, and Krishna Astri Gandivam Chapan, and you have the skillful Arjuna with you. On top of that, Suhrit Krishna. Krishna is your well-wishing friend with you. So how is it possible that you Pandavas, in spite of having such wonderful association and wonderful inherent qualities, how could you act adharmically? So only if you act adharmically, you will get bad karma. And that bad karma would become the cause of suffering. So therefore, karma could not be the cause of your suffering. But time is the cause. But here, he says that time acts as the carrier of Krishna's will. Tasmad idam daiva tantram vyavasya Bharata Rishabha. He says, therefore, my dear Yudhishthira Maharaj, understand that it is orchestrated. Time is just acting as an instrument of Krishna's will. So because you are a devotee of Krishna, you should be happy that Krishna's will is being executed. So be happy. Don't lament because Krishna's will is being executed. As a devotee, you should be happy that the Lord's will is being executed. And then he says, but don't try to understand. Because no one can understand the plan of the Lord. Naiyasya karhichid rajan puman veda viditsitam yad vijigyasaya yukta muyanti kavayopihi. He says, but don't try to understand the plan of the Lord. That you will not be able to do. But understand that it is actually plan of the Lord that is being executed. In your case, time does not represent karma. Time is representing Lord's will. Like that. So therefore, time has this dual portfolio. For the materialists, it acts as the carrier of their karma. But for the devotees, it carries the will of the Lord. And that's how, when one progresses, one starts perceiving. Many things we can understand in retrospect. When you think about it, many things that happened in our lives also, we can see Krishna orchestrating the whole thing. And over a period of time, when one progresses, one develops that inherent faith that Krishna is in control. Rakshati iti vishwaso gotraptve varanam tata. One develops that inherent faith, and then no longer does time present its ghastly feature to devotees. They are happy. They happily welcome time because they see it as a manifestation of Krishna's will. So here Kapiladev is telling, but for a person who is ahankara vimodasya, who is bewildered by his false ego, kartuhu, and thinks that he is the doer, for such a person, bhayam. Time instills fear, instigator of fear in the jivas. That is the first characteristic of time that is described by Kapiladev here. Srila Prabhupada writes, the living entity's fear of death is due to his false ego of identifying with the body. Everyone is afraid of death. Actually, there is no death for the spirit soul. But due to our absorption in the identification of body as self, the fear of death develops. It is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhayam Dvitiya Abhinivyeshitasyat. Dvitiya refers to matter which is beyond spirit. Dvitiya Abhinivesh is the cause of fear of death. Like that. Then, the second characteristic of time that Kapiladev mentions is prakritir guna samyasya nirvisheshasya manavi cheshtayatasya bhagavan kala yatyupalakshitaha. O Devahuti, bhagavan kala, powerful time, iti upalakshita is also described as yataha prakritir cheshta, is described as that which produces agitation in prakriti or pradhan. We saw in the second canto, kalat gunavyatikarah parinamat swabhavatah karmano janma mahatah purushadishtitadabhut. Kalat gunavyatikarah, by this element of time, the gunas of prakriti get agitated. Yataha prakritir cheshta, cheshta means activity. So here prakriti is pradhan. Pradhan is inactive as long as the modes in the pradhan are inactive. But it becomes active when by the glance of the Lord, the three modes are agitated. It is the time element in the glance of the Lord that agitates the three modes of pradhan. So this is mentioned as the second characteristic of time, as it produces agitation in prakriti. Guna samyasya, before the time element acted on prakriti, the three gunas were in equilibrium. And at that stage, it was nirvisheshasya. There was no vishesh, means there was no differentiation in pradhan. Nirvisheshasya. So this is the second characteristic of time, that it agitates the gunas in prakriti. Like that, two characteristics of time: instigator of fear in jivas and agitator of the gunas in prakriti. These are the two characteristics of time. Okay. Then he continues, antapurusha rupena kala rupena yo bahihi samanvetyesha sattvanam bhagavanatma mayaya. He who by his own energy exists internally as antaryami and externally as time for all beings is the Supreme Lord, yaha Bhagavan. So he controls in this material world. It is the Lord only who controls all the living entities externally in his feature as time, through his feature as time, and internally through the Paramatma feature. But ultimately it is Bhagavan only. One is his energy, another is his amsha. Ekam shena stito jagat, that Krishna says. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, outside the body of the conditioned soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead remains as the time factor. According to the Sankhya system of philosophy, there are 25 elements. The 24 elements already described plus the time factor make 25. According to some learned philosophers, the super soul is included to make a total of 26 elements. And of course, according to some other philosophers, there are 28 elements. We will be discussing all 28. 27th is the living entity and 28th is pradhan itself. Then he continues, now, of course, now creation is described, but the focus of this description of creation is to describe the, enumerate the elements and explain their characteristics. That is the purpose of this description. Daivakshubita dharminyam swasyam yonau parappuman adattaviryam sasuta mahattattvam hiranmayam parappuman. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, here it means Karanodaka Sai Vishnu, Mahavishnu. Adattaviryam swasyam yonau, adatta, he placed, viryam here refers to the living entities. So by his glance, he impregnates the pradhan with the living entities. Swasyam yonau. Here, swasyam refers to prakriti, his own, like his wife. Yonau. in her womb. Kshubita Dharminyam, whose gunas were agitated by the time element. First the time element acts on the gunas, agitates them, and then the Lord impregnates the jivas into the prakriti. Sa, here this sa refers to she, prakriti. Mahattattvam Hiranmayam Asuta. She gave birth to Mahattattva, which was Hiranmayam, golden in color and brilliant and shining. So by the glance of the Lord, Prakriti gives birth to Mahattattva. This we have already seen in the second canto. Vishvam Atmagatam Vyanjan Kotasto Jagadankurah Swatejasapi Bhattivram Atma Praswapanam Tamaha. So here Mahattattva is addressed as Jagad Ankura. Ankur means seed. Jagad Ankura means it's a seed of the universe, which means from this seed the whole universe is going to manifest, completely get differentiated. Mahattattva, the seed of the universe, kutasto, without disturbance. Okay. So this Mahattattva is represented in individual human bodies as chitta. So this Mahattattva is a state before ahankar becomes active. So after Mahattattva is ahankar. Ahankar is created after Mahattattva. Or before ahankar, Mahattattva is present. So this Mahattattva manifests in the form of chitta, means uncontaminated consciousness within the body of living entities. So we will see that now creation of Mahattattva is described in the next verse, and the verse after that, characteristics of Mahattattva and chitta will be described. Okay. So here he says, Mahattattva, the seed of the universe, kutasto, without any disturbance, because ahankar has not yet manifested from Mahattattva. Vishvam Vyanjan, manifesting the universe, Atmagatam. So at the time of dissolution, the whole manifested universe goes inside Mahattattva. And that Mahattattva, which is brilliant, is consumed by the darkness of dissolution. And when the time of creation comes, it comes out. Just like sun sets only to rise early in the morning next day. So when the time for sunrise comes, or when the rise for, when the time for Mahattattva rise comes, which means the universal manifestation, the same sun which was engulfed by darkness, now manifesting itself engulfs the darkness. When the sun rises, darkness vanishes. Okay. Swatejasa apibad. By its own effulgence, Mahattattva swallows or drinks tivram tamaha, the intense darkness of dissolution which was covering it, atma praswapanam. During the time of dissolution, the darkness of dissolution covers the Mahattattva, and when it is time for creation, the brilliance of Mahattattva swallows up the darkness of dissolution. Just like sunrise, sunset. That's what is being described here. Then, what are the characteristics of Mahattattva? He says, Yattat Sattvagunam Swacham Shantam Bhagavatapadam Yadahur Vasudevakyam Chittam Tanmahadatmakam. This Mahattattva, Chittam Tat, which is represented by chitta in the body, yattat sattva gunam, it is predominated by sattva. Swacham, it is pure. Shantam, peaceful. Bhagavata Padam, it is the place of worship of the Supreme Lord. Yad Ahur Vasudevakyam, and it is called Vasudev. Same thing, Lord Shiva told Daksha. Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam, Yadiyate Tatra Puman Apavritah. Sattveja Tasmin Bhagavan Vasudevo Yadokshademe Manasa Vidiyate. He says that Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam. The pure Antakkarana or the pure consciousness Vasudeva Shabditam is called Vasudeva or Vasudev. Why? Yad Iyate Tatra Puman Apavritah. Because in such an uncontaminated consciousness, Puman, the Supreme Lord, Iyate manifests Apavritah without being covered by any material contamination. Sattveja Tasmin Bhagavan Vasudevo Hyadoksha Jeme Manasa Vidiyate. I was worshipping that Vasudev within my heart. Because Daksha became very angry. Why didn't Lord Shiva get up when I walked into the assembly? So he was telling, I didn't know. I was busy with something else. If I had known, I would have got up. What were you doing? You were just sitting there. He says, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sabditam. What can I do? My heart is so pure. And in that manifests the Supreme Lord whenever I want to worship. So I was worshipping him. Absorbed in being worshipping my Supreme Lord, I didn't notice when you came. So that's why I didn't get up. Otherwise, I don't have any problem. I would have gotten up. So that's what is mentioned here. That Bhagavata Padam, it is the place to worship the Supreme Lord. Yadahur Vasudevakyam, it is also called Vasudev. Like that. Srila Prabhupada writes here in the purport. The Vasudev manifestation or the status of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called pure goodness or Shuddha Sattva. In the Shuddha Sattva status, there is no infringement of the other qualities, namely passion and ignorance. Puman Apavrita, no coverings of passion and ignorance. In the Vedic literature, there is mention of the Lord's expansion as the four personalities of Godhead, Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Here in the reappearance of Mahatattva, the four expansions of Godhead occur. He who is seated within as super soul expands first as Vasudev. So this Vasudev is the presiding deity of Mahatattva and Chitta. So that's what is mentioned here. Further, Prabhupada says, the Vasudev stage is free from infringement by material desires and is the status in which one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or the objective which is described in the Bhagavad Gita as Adbhuta. Prabhupada is talking about Bhagavata Padam. It is the place of worshipping the Supreme Lord. The Vasudev expansion is also called Krishna consciousness, for it is free from all tinges of material passion and ignorance. The practitioner may not be, but the practice is. Because Krishna consciousness means Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavritam Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. That practice is Nirguna, beyond the three modes. The practitioner may not be, but the practice is beyond three modes. And it can take the practitioner also beyond three modes. So therefore, Prabhupada says that this Vasudev consciousness or Vasudev consciousness is nothing but Krishna consciousness. Pradhan is the Mahatattva becomes is the active state of Pradhan. Yeah. Pradhan is inactive. Modes are also inactive in Pradhan. And Pradhan has no living entities in it. But after the Lord impregnates the Pradhan with living entities, then Cheshta or activities start. Then it transforms into Mahatattva. It's not, Pradhan is mentioned as Gunamayi. All three gunas are there. And here, Mahatattva is mentioned to be predominantly in Sattva. Reflected effulgence only. Okay. So then, later, in the 22nd verse, characteristics of Chitta, they are described. And more or less same characteristics only are mentioned, because Chitta is just the representation of Mahatattva in the individual bodies of the living entities. Swachatvam avikaritvam shantatvam miti chetasah vrittivir lakshanam proktam yatapam prakriti para. Chetasah iti proktam, the Chitta is known to have swachatvam, means purity. Avikaritvam means changelessness. Shantatvam means peacefulness. Vrittibir lakshanam, they are its qualities by nature. Yata apam prakriti para, just like the nature of pure water. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, punyo gandha prithivyamscha. So, I am the pure fragrance from earth, the original fragrance of the earth. The acharyas explained that the word punya has to be added to all the descriptions that Krishna gives in that series. As he says, rasoham apsu kaunteya. It should be taken as punya rasa. Rasoham punya apsu rasam. I am the taste of pure water, not Pepsi or Sprite or whatever it may be, or not even Kokum juice. So the word punya has to be added to every description in that series that Krishna gives. Rasoham apsukaunteya prabhasmi shashishuryayoho, like that. So whatever description he gives, the word punya has to be added. Original, the uncontaminated taste of water, the uncontaminated fragrance of earth, or the original fragrance of earth, like that. So that's what is mentioned. Just like the nature of pure water, the pure water has no color, no fragrance, but when mixed with something, then it shows some color, fragrance, like that. So therefore he says that these are the qualities of Chitta. So when you ask the qualities of water, you would say, okay, these are the qualities. It is tasteless and all that, colorless. But if you, which means, and its chemical composition is H2O. But so when we are asking to describe water, then the characteristics of pure water are mentioned. Similarly, talking about Chitta, he is describing the qualities of Chitta and clarifying that these are the qualities of Chitta while in its original state. Like that. These are the vrittibir lakshanam. Chetasaha vrittibir lakshanam. These are the qualities of Chitta in its original state. Srila Prabhupada writes here in the purport, the pure status of consciousness or Krishna consciousness exists in the beginning, just after creation. Just after creation, consciousness is not polluted. The more one becomes materially contaminated, however, the more consciousness becomes obscured. In pure consciousness, one can perceive a slight reflection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As in clear, unagitated water, free from impurities, one can see everything clearly. So in pure consciousness or Krishna consciousness, one can see things as they are. One can see the reflection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and one can see his own existence as well. This state of consciousness is very pleasing, transparent and sober. In the beginning, the consciousness is pure. That's what is being described as chitta here. Then, he continues, Mahattattvad vikurvanat bhagavad virya sambhavat kriya shaktir ahankaras trividas samapadyata vaikarikastai jasascha tamasascha yato bhavah manasaschendriyanamcha bhutanam mahatamapi. So he says that Mahattattvad vikurvanat, when Mahattattva further transforms, Bhagavad Virya Sambhavad, by the empowered by the glance of the Lord, Ahankara Samapadyata, Ahankara was born. And what is the nature of this Ahankara? Kriya Shaktir Trividaha. Trivida Kriya Shaktir means Jnana Shakti, Kriya Shakti and Dravya Shakti. It is endowed with these three things. Dravya Shakti means it has the potential to give all the elements, material elements. Kriya Shakti means the ability to manipulate those elements using the senses. So the subtle senses are products of Kriya Shakti. And Jnana Shakti means through the mind and sense devatas. That is all manifestations of false ego. Vaikarikas taijasascha tamasascha yato bhavah. And these are all products of Vaikari is Sattvika Ahankar, Taijasa is Rajasa Ahankar and Tamasa Ahankar. Manasascha indriyanam cha bhutanam mahatam api. It manifests in the form of mind from goodness, indriyanam from rajas, and bhutanam or elements from tamas, like that. So, birth of false ego is given from the transformation of Mahattattva. So then, Kapiladev continues, Sahasrashira samsakshat yam anantam prachakshate sankarshanakyam purusham bhutendriya manomayam. Sahasra shirasam sakshat sankarshanakyam purusham. Situated in Ahankar is the Lord with 1,000 heads known as Sankarshan. So he is the worshipable deity of Ahankar. So there is a worshipable deity and there is a presiding deity. The presiding deity is one who takes care of the functioning. So Rudra is the presiding deity of Ahankar, and Sankarshan, his worshipable deity, is also the worshipable deity of Ahankar. So if one wants to get rid of Ahankar, one has to worship Sankarshan. If one wants to purify his consciousness, he has to worship Vasudev. If one wants to stabilize one's mind, one has to worship Aniruddha. And if one wants to purify the intelligence, one has to worship Pradyumna. So these four Chaturvyuha personalities are the worshipable deities of the four Antakaranas. Yam Anantam Prachakshate, he is also called Ananta. Bhuta Indriya Manomayam, he is the cause of mind, senses and gross elements. So this is about the worshipable deity of Ahankar. So then, what are the characteristics of false ego? How can you identify false ego by its symptoms? What are the symptoms of false ego? He says, Kartratvam karanatvam cha karyatvam cheti lakshanam శాంతఘోర విమూఢత్వం ఇతి వాస్యాద్ అహంకృతేః. ద క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ అహంకార్ ఆర్ కర్తృత్వం, ఇట్స్ కెపాసిటీ టు సర్వ్ యాజ్ ద ప్రొసైడింగ్ డ్యూటీస్ ఆఫ్ ద సెన్సెస్ ఇన్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ సాత్విక అహంకార్. కరణత్వం మీన్స్ ద సెన్సెస్, ఇట్ కెన్ యాక్ట్ యాజ్ ద సెన్సెస్, సటిల్ సెన్సెస్. అండ్ కార్యత్వం మీన్స్ ద గ్రాస్ సెన్సెస్ మేడ్ ఆఫ్ గ్రాస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ద వేరియస్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ అ పర్సన్ కెన్ ఐడెంటిఫై విత్. యాజ్ ప్రభుపాద్ రైట్స్ ఇన్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద సెకండ్ క్యాంటో పర్పోర్ట్స్, ద కంట్రోలర్షిప్ మెంటాలిటీ ఈస్ దిస్ కర్తృత్వం ఇండికేటెడ్ బై ది ప్రిసైడింగ్ డీటీస్. సమ్టైమ్స్ హీ ఐడెంటిఫై విత్ ది ప్రిసైడింగ్ డీటీస్ థింకింగ్ దట్ హీస్ ది కంట్రోలర్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ హిస్ సెన్సెస్, వైల్ దే ఆర్ ఇన్ యాక్చువాలిటీ కంట్రోల్డ్ బై ది సెన్స్ దేవతాస్. అండ్ సమ్టైమ్స్ హీ ఐడెంటిఫైస్ విత్ ద సెన్సెస్, హీ థింక్స్ హీఈస్ ఎంజాయింగ్ ద ఫుడ్ స్టఫ్ ఆర్ ది ఫామ్ ఆర్ ది టచ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఇట్ ఈస్, వైల్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ది సెన్సెస్ విచ్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ఇట్. సో వెన్ హీ థింక్స్ హీఈస్ ది కంట్రోలర్, ఇట్ ఈస్ ది కర్తృత్వం ఐడెంటిఫికేషన్ విత్ ది ప్రిసైడింగ్ డీటీ. వెన్ హీ థింక్స్ హీఈస్ ది ఎంజాయర్, ది యాక్చువల్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ద సెన్స్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ ఇస్ క్యారీడ్ అవుట్ బై ది సెన్సెస్ ఓన్లీ. దే ఆర్ ఓన్లీ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్ ది టచ్, దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో నాట్ ఎంజాయింగ్ బట్ దే ఆర్ జస్ట్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సింగ్. అఫ్ కోర్స్ ఎంజాయ్మెంట్ ఇస్ ఆన్ ద లెవెల్ ఆఫ్ మైండ్ ఓన్లీ. అండ్ దెన్ ఆల్సో గ్రాస్ సెన్సెస్, సమ్టైమ్స్ ఈస్ ఐడెంటిఫైయింగ్ విత్ ద గ్రాస్ బాడీ ఆల్సో. సో అండ్ ఇట్ ప్రొడ్యూసెస్ శాంత ఘోర విమూఢత్వం, ఇట్ కెన్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ పీస్, ప్యాషన్ అండ్ బెవిల్డర్మెంట్ డిపెండింగ్ ఆన్ వాట్ హీఈస్ ఐడెంటిఫైయింగ్ విత్. దీస్ ఆర్ నాట్ లైక్ దీస్ కెనాట్ బి ఇండివిజువలీ మ్యాప్డ్ దట్ ఇఫ్ హీస్ కర్తృత్వం లీడ్స్ టు శాంత, కరణత్వం లీడ్స్ టు ఘోర, నాట్ లైక్ దాట్. సో ఐడెంటిఫై ఆర్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్, వెన్ వన్ ఇస్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్డ్ బై ఫాల్స్ ఈగో ఇట్ ప్రొడ్యూసెస్ పీస్ ఇఫ్ హీఈస్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్డ్ బై గుడ్నెస్, ప్యాషన్ వెన్ హీఈస్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్డ్ బై రజస్, అండ్ బెవిల్డర్మెంట్ ఇఫ్ హీఈస్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్డ్ బై ద మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, లైక్ దట్. సో ఫోర్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ ఫాల్స్ ఈగో ఆర్ గివన్, కర్తృత్వం, కరణత్వం, కార్యత్వం, శాంత ఘోర విమూఢత్వం, లైక్ దట్. కర్తృత్వం ఇస్ డూయర్, కరణత్వం ఇస్ కర్తృత్వం ఇస్ యా కంట్రోలర్, కరణత్వం ఇస్ ఎంజాయర్, అండ్ కార్యత్వం ఇస్ లైక్ ప్రొపరేటర్ బికాస్ ఆల్ ది ద్రవ్య కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ తామస అహంకార్. సో ఇట్స్ లైక్ ఎంజాయర్, ప్రొపరేటర్ అండ్ కంట్రోలర్. దీస్ ఆర్ ద త్రీ, బై ఐడెంటిఫైయింగ్ విత్ దీస్ త్రీ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ అహంకార్స్ హీ థింక్స్ దట్ హీఈస్ ది ఎంజాయర్, హీఈస్ ది ప్రొపరేటర్ అండ్ హీఈస్ ది కంట్రోలర్. అండ్ ఎవెన్చువలీ శాంత ఘోర విమూఢత్వం, హీ గెట్స్ బెవిల్డర్డ్, యునో హీ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది అండర్ ద గ్రిప్స్ ఆఫ్ పీస్, ప్యాషన్ అండ్ బెవిల్డర్మెంట్, లైక్ దట్. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ద క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ అహంకార్. Yeah, soul wrongly identifying with these products of false ego, you know, experiences such emotions. He thinks he is the doer, he is the enjoyer, he is the controller, while he is none. But he is being influenced by the false ego, he is thinking like that. So basically, whenever we feel this way, we can try to understand that we are being influenced by false ego. When we think we are the doer, we are the enjoyer, we are the controller, we can think that we are being influenced by the either the sattvika ahankar or rajasa ahankar or tamasa ahankar. So basically this whole description is, it's described in a way as it gives the symptoms or characteristics. By understanding the characteristics, one can identify the what is that element that we are identifying with. What is that element that we are identifying with? So if we identify with the products of false ego, then it produces these kind of tendencies or qualities, thinking oneself to be the doer, enjoyer and controller, like that. Soul has emotions, but when covered with matter, it manifests in the form of material emotions. But actually, original spiritual emotions are very much inherent to the soul in its relationship with Krishna. The means by which that swabhava manifests, as mentioned in our scriptures, is sadhana bhakti. Kriti sadhya bhavet sadhya bhavasa sadhana bida. Rupa Goswami says, when one engages one's senses in those activities which can activate that original swabhava, then nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam hridi sadhyata. That original eternal swarupa is activated by using one's senses in performing those particular activities which are capable of activating our original swabhava. So the means of activating original spiritual emotions and which are inherent to our original relationship with Krishna, that is possible through the practice of sadhana bhakti. Then in that sense you can also ask how is, in one sense, proprietor. Then the question is, how is that in ignorance? Material elements, correct. Then how is, of course, enjoyment is in rajas. So it cannot be mapped like that. Ultimately everything is under ignorance only. But because the sense devatas are product of mode of goodness, and because they actually control the senses, they are the actual controller of the senses in one sense. When he thinks that my senses are under my control, then he is actually identifying with the sense devatas, who are actually product of mode of goodness. In that sense, it's not that one in mode of goodness thinks I am the controller, not like that. So then he says, vaikarikad vikurvanan manas tattvam ajayata yat sankalpa vikalpabhyam vartate kama sambhavah. Then he says that from the transformation of ahankar in the mode of goodness, sattva, manas tattvam ajayata. Mind is born. We have seen this in the second canto. What are the characteristics of mind? Yat sankalpa vikalpabhyam vartate kama sambhava. Sankalpa vikalpa. Accepting and rejecting. Okay. This is general. Like, I like non-spicy. Someone may say, I like spicy. This is general desire. But vartate kama sambhava. This is more specific desire. Like, amongst spicy food, I like samosa. That is like more specific. So, acceptance and rejection can be on a general level and it can be more specific. So, the nature of mind is to accept or reject, either on a general level or on more specific level. So, that is the nature of mind. So, when we are accepting, rejecting, or being influenced by that mode of, you know, accepting and rejecting things, we can say that, we can identify that our mind is very much controlling, you know, like that. So, here Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, the symptoms of the mind are, Prabhupada says, determination and rejection, because sankalpa also means like determination. But of course, determination, we will see in the next few verses, is actually a characteristic of intelligence. Determination and discrimination are like characteristics of intelligence, which are due to different kinds of desires. Why does mind accept and reject certain things? Because of impressions. Like this morning we saw the example of, you know, mustard oil. So once mind has few more impressions of experiencing those food items with cooked in mustard oil, then over a period of time, okay, it accepts. So it is acceptable. What was abominable now has become acceptable. So like that. So based on these impressions, mind can immediately access, for millions of lifetimes, so many impressions we have accumulated, but mind has the capacity to, you know, within no time, it can access any record it wants. Like that. So then Prabhupada writes, we desire that which is favorable to our sense gratification and we reject that which is not favorable to sense gratification. The material mind is not fixed, but the very same mind can be fixed when engaged in the activities of Krishna consciousness. Like that. Then, that's about the characteristics of mind. Then he says, who is the presiding deity or the worshipable deity of mind? He says, yad vidur hyaniruddhakyam rishikanam adishwaram shardin devarashyamam samradhyam yogi birshanaihi. Yad viduhu aniruddhakyam. In the mind is situated the Lord known as Aniruddha. Rishikanam adishwaram. And he is the master of all senses, Rishikesha. Because mind is the controller of senses. Sharada Indivara Shyamam. Sharada means of the Sharad season. Indivara is the blue lotus. Shyamam. He has the dark blue complexion of the blue lotus which blooms in the Sharad season. Samradhyam Yogibhish Shanaihi. Who is worshipped quietly by the yogis, which means the Paramatma feature is actually Aniruddha. So then, Taijasattvikurvanat buddhi tattvam abhutsati dravyaspurana vijnanam indriyanam anugrahah. Now, from the transformation of false ego in the mode of passion, buddhi is created, intelligence. He says that what are the characteristics of intelligence? In two verses he gives. In this verse he says, dravya spurana vijnanam. So he says that dravya spurana vijnanam means consciousness directed to manifestation of objects. That which helps understand the objects. We will see what it means in a moment. And the second characteristic he says is Indriyanam Anugraha. It shows mercy to the senses, especially the Gyanindriyas. Indriyanam Anugraha. Of course, the mind, chitta, all of them also, false ego, all of them also assist the senses. But the assistance of buddhi is really significant. Here in this verse, Srila Vishnachakadi Thakur gives a very nice explanation of cognition. When a sense impulse hits us and we respond to that impulse, right? Like, let's say we are walking through the kitchen or via the kitchen, and let's say they are frying some pakodas. Okay. As soon as the fragrance of that pakoda enters our nostrils, tasya ravindanayanasya padharavindanayanasya. Antargata swavivarena chakaratesham, you know, and immediately the response is we start smiling. Okay, stimulus and response, because we know that tonight that will manifest on my plate. Okay, so the stimulus is that the fragrance entered my nostril and I immediately realized that it is, they are frying pakodas and it will be served and I like those pakodas, it will manifest in my plate tonight. And then externally it manifests as a smile. Okay. All of this happens in fraction of a second. Isn't it? But within that fraction of a second, there are so many things that are happening. Okay. First, the senses, they are the sense of smell. Accepts the fragrance first. As soon as that stimulus of fragrance touches the nose, it immediately activates the chitta first. Chitta gets activated. And chitta says, something is trying to catch my attention. And then he says, he activates buddhi and he says, find out who is trying to catch my attention. Then buddhi starts doing the research. Okay. Then buddhi finds out that, oh, it is a fragrance and it is the fragrance of pakoda and they are frying it in groundnut oil and it will be served tonight. Okay. All that research is done by buddhi. Then buddhi activates the mind. Then mind says, okay, this fragrance, is it acceptable or not acceptable? It immediately refers to all the records. What was previous experience of this pakoda? And he says, good. Then he activates the false ego. And false ego says, yeah, I really like it. So mind says good. And false ego says, yeah, it's good for me. And then it manifests in the form of smile. Okay? Because it's good for me, then I smile. So, this is the role of these four antakaranas. The chitta, then the function of chitta is awareness immediately. You know, as soon as a stimulus is there, the chitta gets immediately activated. Something is trying to catch my attention. And then what that stimulus is, and the nature of that stimulus, all that research is done by buddhi. And then the role of mind is, it checks previous records to see is there any previous experience of this stimulus. And then the nature of false ego is to see that, is to connect connect with the self. It's acceptable for me or not acceptable for me, like that. So that is how, that is the Vedic explanation of cognition. You might have some medical explanation of how cognition happens through various nervous system and, you know, what do you call? Reflexes. But this is the Vedic explanation of how cognition happens, that is being described here. And because here the buddhi is mentioned to be indriyanam anugraha, it shows special mercy to the senses because, you know, it properly discriminates, and with proper discriminating nature, it tries to find out the nature of that stimulus. Like that. So two characteristics of buddhi we have already seen. One is dravya spurana vijnanam, consciousness directed to manifestation of objects. Only buddhi actually manifests what that object is. It was smell of, you know, frying of pakodas and all that, you know, it is that research is done by buddhi. Therefore, it's called dravya spurana vijnanam. And then second is indriyanam anugraha. These are the two characteristics of intelligence that's mentioned in this verse. The next verse gives five more characteristics of intelligence. He says, samshayota viparyaso nischaya smritirevacha swapayityuchate buddher lakshanam vrittita pratak. Buddhehe lakshanam, the characteristics of buddhi, pratak vrittitaha, by its various functions, is that samshaya, doubt. Doubt means, in general, whether it is right or wrong, doubt. Only by doubting can one identify what is false knowledge or what is right knowledge. So, after doubt comes viparyasa. Viparyasa means identification of false knowledge. Then comes nischaya. When the false knowledge is removed, then there is nischaya. Ascertaining what is the right knowledge. Then smriti. Remembrance is also a part of intelligence, memory. It's one kind of intelligence, memory. And swapa, sleep. Okay? Prabhupada says that if you don't have proper sleep, intelligence cannot function. Many times, people in college, they don't study throughout the year. And last day or last 2 days, they do night outs. And they go on blank out on the paper. Kuch bhi yaad nahi hai. You know, nothing worked. You know, I just blacked out in the paper. Because if you don't have sleep, your intelligence stops functioning. So, these are the seven characteristics of intelligence that are mentioned. First is dravya spurana vijnanam, means identifying the nature of the object. Indriyanam anugraha, it shows special favor to the senses. Third is samshaya, doubt. Viparyasa, ascertaining what is false knowledge. Nischaya, ascertaining right knowledge. Then smriti, remembrance, and swapa, sleep. These are the seven characteristics of buddhi. Srila Prabhupada writes here in the purport, the study to determine whether one's identity is spiritual or material begins in doubt. When one is able to analyze his actual position, The false identification with the body is detected. So this is viparyasa, identifying false knowledge. This is viparyasa. When false identification is detected, the real identification can be understood. This is nischaya. Real understanding is described here as nischaya or proved experimental knowledge. This experimental knowledge can be achieved when one has understood the false knowledge. By experimental or proved knowledge, one can understand that he is not the body but spirit soul. Smriti means memory and swapa means sleep. Sleep is also necessary to keep the intelligence in working order. If there is no sleep, the brain cannot work nicely. Prabhupada says, too much sleep, one becomes lazy. And too less sleep, one becomes crazy, Prabhupada says. Okay. If there is no sleep, the brain cannot work nicely. In Bhagavad Gita, it is especially mentioned that persons who regulate eating, sleeping and other necessities of the body in the proper proportion become very successful in the yoga process. Which verse is this? Yuktahara viharasya, yukta cheshtasya karmasu, yukta swapnava bodhasya, yogo bhavati dukkaha. These are some of the aspects of the analytical study of intelligence as described in both the Patanjali Yoga system and the Sankhya philosophy system of Kapiladev in Srimad Bhagavatam. Like that.